Loud. Good day, or good evening, or good morning, depending on where you are. You're, of course, tuned into Regen Radio. We started off the show right away with some pumping and booming music. That was Grendel, Chemicals and Circuitry, the Studio X remix. I've been hearing the song a lot lately. It's been played on a lot of shows and in clubs, and I hadn't played it on the show yet, so I thought I better get off my ass and get around to that. I'm actually a little behind in recording the show. Technically, I'm recording the March 8th show right now, but today is March 15th. I got a little sidetracked last week, sulking and being consumed with my own misery, and sort of didn't get around to doing the show. Also, if we'd like to just put out reasons that for blame, we could blame Neurodance. I went to Neurodance, probably drank too much, and then was hungover, and then the hangover lasted for the rest of the week. You can send complaint mails to Edwin at ISN Radio. Just tell him that he had too enjoyable of a club night, which prevented Razor Girl from doing her radio show on time. That said, of course, it was a really great night, and I had a lot of fun, thanks to the DJs at Neurodance. I'm looking forward to the next one. The next one will be in April, and it's going to be Toronto's pre-party for the Kinetic Festival. DJ Chaotic from Montreal will be coming down to spin with the Toronto DJs, and it's looking to be a really good party. If you are in Toronto and you want more info on that, pop over to isnradio.com. So as I said before, this is last week's show. Being recorded this week. Last week, I was, of course, miserable and unhappy, so I chose a lot of songs that aren't really overly uplifting. I apologize to anyone that might be in a really good mood and then becomes sad from listening to this show. I guess it's a hazard when you listen to industrial music that you can get depressed by some of the subject content. But of course, if you listen to industrial music, you're probably used to this. But before we get into the sadder music, I still have a few more thumping beat songs to play. Up next, I have Supreme Court with Keep Calm and Carry On here on Regen Radio.
As you've probably figured out, you're being punished for the way you've led your lives. Sins.
Close your eyes, Christmas beat. Ein Königreich ist es wert, dass mein Sohn die Hölle durchlebt.
Heimertard. Yes, it's a German name I can't pronounce. Surprise, surprise. That track was Mutter, and before that was the same band with the Mutter Prologue. And before that, we played Supreme Court, Keep Calm, and Carry On. I realized that in my all-consuming self-misery that I completely, like, glossed over the fact that two shows ago was our 250th Regen Radio episode. Yay! Fanfare, fanfare. Of course, because I completely wasn't paying attention, I didn't do anything special to celebrate this. So I guess that just means that we're going to have to wait for another 50 shows to go by, and we're going to have to celebrate the 300th show. Yeah. But for anyone that's curious, we made it to 250 shows. I haven't, of course, been around for all 250 of those shows, but I have been around for a really good chunk of them. I would even surmise that well over half of those shows I have been a part of. So congratulations to myself and to Regen Radio for lasting this long. We're getting into some rhythmic noise material now. This is NDIF with Ghost in the Machine.
Pneumatic Detach, and you're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast.
Just despite their logic. just despite the one thing that makes sense. Fuck it all. It is, in its own way, the most reasonable reaction. The logical struggle for nothing at all goes along perfectly with the stupid fucking bullshit that is everything, everywhere, that is all-encompassing, that is wherever we look, everything we think about. And I can't believe you can't hear those voices too. Listen, you stupid fucks. Listen to them. But I want you to react differently. I want you to listen and to do what they tell you. Sure, you might as well go ahead. I'm ignoring them despite them, but you should pay attention and just do what they want. Do what the voices tell you. You've got to end this all. You've got to put it down. You've got to stop it, halt it in its tracks.
Yeah. understood us?
Selman with their track Tears, the 2008 remix. Before that was brand new Eminent, also known by the name Eminent Starvation. That was Gari from their new album out on Aunt Zen Records. Before that was It Clings with Pneumatic Detach, a helpful bit of advice. I'm actually curious to see if I get anyone writing in about the content of that particular song. And we started off that set with Endif, Ghost in the Machine. Moving along, as I don't have a lot of time to chatter today because I'm quite busy and I have a lot of things to get done. I have some job interviews this week, so I have to prepare. Yay! All those positive wishes that the listeners sent must be working. So to start off the next set, this is Shell Factor with Infinity.
Thank you.
You just heard Android Lust with the track Down. Before that was new material from Toronto artist Void, Feel Me Fade, off of his new album. Before that was Millipede with Endless, and we start off that set with Shawl Factor Infinity. Of course, you're probably wondering at this point, when am I going to start the Kinetic podcast? Because I keep saying that they're coming, and they're coming, and they're coming, and I swear, they really are. I have been doing a lot of work on them. I should be ready, hopefully, by next week to have the first one. I've been having a little bit of difficulty trying to figure out the format for it, but I think I've finally come up with a solution, and I hope it will be fun and exciting. So yes, I promise, by next week, I will have a Kinetic podcast. Okay, don't hold me to that just in case I do get busy and I don't get it done for next week. But I'm really going to try hard for next week. So yes, Kinetic Promo Podcast coming soon. And of course, if you don't know anything about the Kinetic Festival, do visit the website festival-kinetic.net to find out all the information about this great 5-day music extravaganza happening in Montreal in May. And of course, yes, I will be DJing at Kinetic. So I hope that all of my listeners that are able to make it, that are within travel range of Montreal, do come out to support Kinetic and all of the wonderful bands and artists that will be there. All right, more music. Up next, new Velvet Assacrice from the new album, obviously. This is Mental Itch.
Man is the only species that is a mass murderer, the only misfit in his own society. There is hardly a destructive act of human imagination could think of that has not been acted out again and again. Only man seems to take pleasure in destroying life without any reason or purpose other than that of destroying. To put it more generally, only man appears to be destructive beyond the aim of defense or of attaining what he needs. Creation is a nightmare spectacular. Creation is a nightmare spectacular. And then when we actually look into the pages of the Bible, this so-called holy book, we find nothing but destruction and chaos and contradiction. Man differs from the animal by the fact that he is a killer. He, the only primate that kills and tortures members of his own species without any reason, either biological or economic, and who feels satisfaction in doing so. It is this biologically non-adaptive and non-phylogenetically programmed malignant aggression that constitutes the real problem and the danger to man's existence as a species. Institutions of religion and science have been the worst purveyors of evil that this planet has ever had to endure. After centuries of prevarication and criminality, we can no longer afford to look to these edifices to answer the all-important. We'll be right back. fined and imprisoned. What has been the effect of this coercion? To make one half of the world fools and the other half hypocrites, to support roguery and error all over the earth. I have examined all the known superstitions of the world, and I do not find in our particular superstition of Christianity one redeeming feature. They are all alike founded on fables and mythology. The clergy converted the simple teachings of Jesus into an engine for enslaving the world, and adulterated by artificial constructions into a contrivance to filch wealth and power to themselves. These clergy, in fact, constitute the real Antichrist. They have deemed it necessary to desecrate our planet, subordinate indigenous peoples, suppress women, massacre their enemies, sequester knowledge, and maintain a status quo in which the ordinary individual is economically and spiritually enslaved, reduced to being a pawn in a disposable and chronically disempowered underclass.
The regime has long-standing and continuing ties to terrorist organizations.
Let's do something. Who is responsible? Come on, let's hit him.
And there are Al-Qaeda terrorists inside Iraq.
Iraq was responsible. Good, let's go. You say Iraq? Let's go. Let's get in there. Let's kick the hell out of him.
We do it this way, so should you.
The only real connection is to have the invaded Iraq. We are likely to produce what the president has said Iraq represents, namely a central battlefield for war on terrorism.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass death.
Weapons of mass destruction was a convenient way of tricking our Congress into giving the president authority to wage this war.
That very first day, September 12th, one day after September 11th, the meeting that was held in the White House in the Situation Room led to Rumsfeld asking the question, shouldn't we use this as an opportunity to do something about Iraq as well?
I still thought that 3.5 months for U.S. pensions was a rather short time before pulling back. And especially when we now see that they say, the U.S. government is saying that you have to have a bit of patience, you know, these things take time.
The ties with Al-Qaeda was just a scare tactic to exploit the trauma, the very real trauma that the American people have felt ever since 9/11, and to associate that trauma with Iraq. As you know from the polls, most Americans believed that Iraq had something to do with 9/11, and that was a very successful, very deliberate, and very unethical and immoral operation on the part of the Iraq people. This is the best motion.
Vice President said what?
What did you say? You know, I don't know who the people have to be here. I connected by right to 9/11. That's what? What the hell are we going there for? We're getting back for 9/11. Well, if you didn't have anything to do with 9/11, why are we going in there? I was mad. My first thought is, you're alive.
I think when you begin to store the evidence, it leads you into some very dangerous rationale. I think the administration has not been honest with what its longer range goals and philosophy were.
The theory of human blood, the only three reasons I don't exist, doesn't have much impact. So essentially, we have been neocon and to apply a school of thought about foreign affairs that has failed. Everywhere it's been tried.
I don't think some of the ones that sent us poison to attack us because he hated our freedom. I think he did it because of our support for Israel and our ties with the Saudi family and all our military bases in Saudi Arabia.
No, wait, that's
what he fucking said! Are we a nation of six-year-olds? If the terrorists hated freedom, then the Netherlands would be dust, as would Denmark, Sweden,
Switzerland, Zealand, Canada, and every other country that's truly free than we are.
The most troubling thing about the fact that the distortions and misleading statements that Bush gave Congress is that it is a federal felony. It's a crime to mislead and distort information presented to the Congress.
I'm from the old school. Certain people walk on water. The President of the United States is one of them. I can't trust the President of the United States. It's a terrible thing. American citizens can't trust their president. You begin to wonder, what the hell is with the whole system? There's something wrong with the entire system. The government exploited my feelings of patriotism, of a deep desire for revenge, for what happened to my son. But I was so insane with wanting to get even, I was willing to believe anything.
That was Monstrum Sepsis, War of Ideas, and before that you heard Velvet Acid Christ, Mental Itch, two songs put together there with a lot of sampling in them with some very good messages, I think. And that is the end of the show for today. I thought I'd end with a Snog track. Snog is one of my favorite bands, and I honestly don't think he's ever really done anything that I have not liked. I just like Snog that much. Thanks for listening. I apologize again for the lateness of this podcast, and I'm going to, of course, try to get the March 15th podcast done as well, either later tonight or tomorrow. I have been your host, DJ Razor Girl, and to end the show, this is Snog, The End of the World, The Intimate Mix.
Please.